planning a household budget can be a difficult task, and for people living on the fringes of poverty, it can look impossible. That's where our next guest comes in.
After dealing with life as a low-income single mother, she started the group Positive Women for Change in Madison. They teach financial literacy to mothers facing adversity. Kia Stearns is the group's founder and president. Kia, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, talk about what got you started wanting to help women. What was your own story that got you into this?
Great question. I was a young mom who found myself being the sole breadwinner for a family. I had three children, and I became a parent at a very young age by default. And I found that most of the financial struggles that I faced were lessons learned as it relates to managing a household budget. And managing that household budget was primarily through trial and error. So I was a young mother with basically little to no income and no support from the second parent. And the adversities and trauma that I faced had an impact on keeping current on bills. I often had to choose which bills to pay each month. Unexpected cost would set me off into a seemingly spiral of debt, an uncontrollable spiral of debt. So I found myself having to pick and choose which bill to pay based on the basic needs in order to sustain my family. And because of that lived experience, and because of the fact that I had once been the person who needed resources in order to sustain my family, once I became a housing counselor, I was on the other side of the table and was able to give the advice to the people who needed services. So I had saw both sides of the table. And as a result of that, I encountered many people who were facing similar issues as my own. And for that reason, I thought it was important that this method of financial literacy and personal life skills was important to help women feel less isolated, to be in a safe and judgment-free environment, and feel safe and supported.
Well, I want to jump in and ask. I imagine that it's got to be tough for someone in the situation you were in and the people you work with now. Like, you're in that day-to-day grind, right, where you're worried about that one bill. It's got to be hard to say, how do I budget for, you know, next month or next year, much less tomorrow? Is that what you were in? Is that what a lot of people you work with are facing on the day-to-day level?
We primarily focus on those whose trauma or adversity has impacted their finances. And when I say trauma or adversity, I'm referring to those unexpected out-of-pocket expenses related to the adversity. The adversity could be an illness, a death in the family, a traffic matter, a flat tire, a toothache. Many things just come up, and then, especially if you have little to no income, how do we handle those unexpected out-of-pocket expenses? And sometimes it makes stress upon not only the person who's providing for the family, but the stress trickles down onto the children and to the entire family. So, again, we address the needs of those who need to meet modest but critical financial goals and personal life skills.
So when you work with somebody in that situation, what kind of help do you give them?
What Positive Women for Change does is that we provide peer-to-peer coaching in a safe, supportive, judgment-free environment. Our peer coaching curriculum consists of setting goals with milestones for setting personal and financial goals. And the curriculum is something that I developed based on, again, my own lived experience. And some of the curriculum is based on what I've learned through the nonprofit management curriculum at Madison College and the human services program at Madison College. So what we do is we provide peer-to-peer coaching. And what we do is we set a timeline. We have our participants to sign a pledge agreement. We allow our participants to set their own financial goals. And what we do is we basically provide motivation, encouragement, referral to resources, and we reward our participants with a stipend that helps them meet a modest but critical financial goal. And when I say modest, our goal is to help them to reduce or eliminate debt by 80%. Ideally, we'd like to allow our participants to have a stepping stone, a pathway out of poverty. There's often no model from generation to generation for sole parent families, particularly women who are the sole breadwinners for the household. Our goal is to create that model for financial literacy and personal life skills for people facing or people in a crisis or people whose income has impacted their finances. We reach out to experts for our educational events from financial institutions, and we do our peer-to-peer coaching. We'd like to have quarterly educational events. Again, we are 1 year and 4 months old. Thus far, we've hosted two educational events. Depending on funding, we'll determine if we're able to maintain quarterly events.
And what have you heard from some of the women you've worked with who you've provided that to help you just talk about? What kind of reaction do they have, and what kind of results are you seeing?
Changing our spending habits or improving our spending habits, and when I say our, I'm referring to myself included. The participants are able to have a positive difference in their life, and after their coaching experience, participants feel more in charge of their own financial outcomes. They feel less isolated. They have a sense of purpose. And in many cases, they have gotten current on their bills, and some were able to stay in their homes, and some were able to understand the basic household budget. And it also empowers sole parent households, focusing on underserved women and helping them to regain their financial footage or financial security.
That's amazing. And you mentioned at the beginning that you try to provide a non-judgmental space. Why is that an important part of this for you?
Because often when an individual, a family, is struggling financially, we don't want people to know about it. And we hide it and we hold this in. On the outside, we may look as though we're not struggling, but inside, we don't want to share the struggles that we face. So the judgment-free portion is so that we don't have this isolated feeling. We'd like to address the issues of positive behavior changes while using coping strategies and identifying specific needs for this population.
And I imagine in the situation you were in and some of the women you've worked with, it sounds like it would be easy to feel trapped, right? You have that one unexpected bill, the flat tire, the toothache, whatever, and you end up in this spiral and you don't see a way out. Is that the big goal here, to give that path to get out of that trap?
It is. The way in which we feel that this is so very important is so that a person is able to at least be current on all of their bills or stay in their homes. And these goals, these financial goals, are critical in order to maintain the household budget. So that's kind of the gap we wanted to fill, is so that it doesn't continue to spiral. And we feel the skills that we encourage may prevent that cycle of poverty from repeating itself, because this is a model that can be passed down to the next generation.
And what's next for Positive Women for Change? What are your hopes for the project in the future?
Oh, that's a great question. Again, we do currently peer-to-peer coaching. Our goals, our future goals, is to have weekly group support. At our last event, this past May, our survey results indicated that some of the people preferred peer-to-peer, and many people preferred group support, so that we could learn from each other in a supportive circle. So our goals are to increase the number of women that we serve, and continue with the micro level of peer-to-peer, go to a macro level of weekly group support, and continue the meso level of the annual events.
If somebody's out there listening and thinking, hey, I have some skills along these lines, I know some stuff, are you looking for volunteers?
That's a great question. We are always in need of volunteers, and I encourage those who are interested in volunteering for Positive Women for Change to go to our website, go to contact, the contact page on positivewomenforchange.org, and introduce yourself. Tell us about the skills you have that you might be able to share and a way to contact you. Another way in which to volunteer for Positive Women for Change is through United Way's volunteeryourtime.org. So we have a profile there, and we have a needs list there. And so that's another way that people can get involved, either through our own website, positivewomenforchange.org, or United Way's Volunteer Your Time.
Kia, thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck with your work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Kia Stern is the founder and president of the Madison nonprofit Positive Women for Change. It's a program that provides peer financial and life coaching for low-income women in Dane County.